And a very good evening to one and all. Praise and worship evening. The theme this evening. Yes, I've got a theme. And it is the Holy Spirit. This is going on from the church meeting last week, where the vision for the next year is moving closer in the Holy Spirit. And the songs that I was sort of searching out were already sort of virtually halfway there. So, I'd like to read from Psalm 103, verses 1 to 13. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives you all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And in that short passage, I think there's three or four songs that are sort of recognisable from those words. So we're going to start this evening by singing an old hymn, which is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And then we'll follow straight on with a more modern one. Please stand, sit, lie down, whatever you want. I intend to stay seated through the whole evening. But please, whatever you want to do, please do it.
Thank you.
you like just to take a seat for a second while
I try to explain? The next three songs, I think, sort of map the progress of somebody from not knowing the Lord through to moving in the Spirit. So the first song is Your Whisper to My Soul. And it's a song about basically when God starts talking to people and you actually respond to that. The second song is The Presence of Your Spirit, Lord, We Need. Is the feeling you get where there's something a bit more that you need to catch hold of. And that's followed by The Holy Spirit, We Welcome You. It's sort of when you grab the Holy Spirit and you work out exactly what's going on. And then the final song out of this four is The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, which sort of brings together the sort of the sheer power of people when they're working in the Spirit. So that's the sort of meaning behind the choice of these next four songs. So Your Whisper to My Soul.
Yeah.
after that sort of tumultuous sort of
giving your life to the Lord, it all calms down a bit.
people who've been to
previous praise and worship evenings, this is one of our favourite songs.
The Spirit of the
Sovereign Lord.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me.
If you'd like to just take a seat, I'll let the piano recover and my fingers. That is just such a beautiful song. Okay, I know that there are several people in the congregation or in the membership of this church who are really struggling in one way or another. And as time goes on, it can get you down and make you wonder what it's all about. Well, I've now chosen three songs, just basically celebrating the benefits, if you like, that come from accepting Jesus as your Saviour. Through his healing, through his love, and just basically a support through times of trouble and pain. So the three songs are Your Love, Pour Over Me, 10,000 Reasons, and then When We Walk With the Lord. So please, if you prefer to sit, please sit. We've done a lot of we'll get back some jumpy up and down ones in a minute. We know what's coming.
Me again, ooh, 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 ooh. I Lord, we thank you for your presence, Lord.
We thank you for everything you have done for us and for everything that you have promised for us, Lord. And we thank you for being here with us this evening. Amen.
It's all right, my cheek button on for the last one.
When we walk with
do have a seat. Sorry? A thought has just crossed my mind. Are there any songs that people here tonight think we've missed out and should be singing? Because if there are, and we've got the music, we'll get it out and do it now. How's that? So we've got... Sorry? Well, that's hard.
You asked, you got.
So why would you like that one then, Paul? Oh. This is why we don't do this normally.
No, it's not that, it's more a case that it could be under two different places in the files. You got it.
Are there any others?
Something. The nice easy one.
Yes, Jackie.
Sorry? Love it.
What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm sorry, we'll make sure come people of the Risen Kings in next time when we've had plenty of practice.
Sorry?
Yeah. Right.
Hello.
What a friend we have in Jesus. And then we're going to have these are the days of Elijah. And then we're having what I'm finishing with. Days of Elijah, Sarah. I just bash on regardless. I completely forget. Sarah doesn't know what's going on. Ah, we know the words. Sarah will catch up.
These are the days of Elijah.
Finish with four songs which all run into each other. I've got no objection to waiting 2 minutes for my coffee if people want to carry on and sing to the end. Absolutely no problem at all. But once we finish these, then coffee and tea outside. And these are four songs which sort of all have a Jewish feel about them. And all about praising God. unless there's any more.
No chance.
Shall we just all say the grace together before we finish? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. And thank you all for coming. We've enjoyed it. Oh, I doubt it. Sorry, what do you want to do? One, repeat one? Which one? Which one? Oh, show your pearl. Oh, and that's right back at the beginning.